you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jennifer Aniston is looking for love.
I think I'm ready to share myself with another.
The one thing she won't stand for in a man. Then Will Smith wants a harem of women, and apparently that's okay. Plus,
I call it Victoria's Secret wine.
We've got all the drama straight from the ballroom.
That's one of the downfalls of the shows. There's glitter everywhere.
You guys, today on Daily Pop, Jennifer Aniston is ready to get herself a man's, honey. And Will Smith can't be contained by a ring. We're talking about all kinds of relationships today with Kim Whitley.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
And the great Cornette Wilson, everybody.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
I'm happy you guys are both here because I need a women's perspective today.
Yes.
Because let's kick things off with a little Will Smith. He admitted he wanted a harem of girlfriends. And he wanted Halle Berry and Misty Copeland to be a part of it. I mean, wishful thinking. Will tells GQ out October 19th that he saw it somewhere as a teenager and thought traveling with 20 women taking care of him seemed like a great idea. He's obviously never been on a bachelorette party. But he admits that after he played it out a bit, he thought it would actually be horrific and miserable.
Oh, my gosh. I'm mad that he didn't. Did he mention my name?
He did not mention your name.
There's nowhere I could be in the harem. He didn't say anything about
you
me.
You were number 21.
Okay, boom. Long as I was in there.
You
thanks,
just
Will.
Missed it.
I love it.
I'm thinking to myself, I bet you Jada's like, oh, now you want to talk about your harem of women?
Right.
When y'all had me strung up for this whole entanglement with August Alsina?
Yes.
It's just so interesting because we've heard these rumors about their open relationships for almost 20 years, but now they're both kind of talking about it. What do you guys think it is?
I mean, first of all, who doesn't fantasize? Who doesn't?
Yes.
You would not be healthy or human if you didn't think of other people. Yes.
Thank you.
You know, marriage is one thing, you know, when you commit and if they want to be open, fine, that's not my thing. But like, I'm laughing because I've always said, I wish I was in the 60s. I would have literally f***ed everyone. I would have been like, you. I mean, I swear.
Yes.
That's what I want to do. But you know, I'm loyal, but there's nothing wrong with your mind having fun.
But let me ask you a question, because we all do have fantasies, as you say.
Yeah.
I, as wild as my fantasies can get sometimes, depending on what I'm drinking that night, I don't think I have the guts or, like, the gall to act on them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even think it's, well, okay. First of all, I love that Will is having his entanglement thoughts. He should. He's probably always had them. And when you say act on them, you're not married. You can have thoughts. So it's okay. I think it's when you get married. And I really believe if a lot of couples were more honest in their relationships, they would last longer. Mm-hmm. If some women weren't so tight and jealous and men and we just spoke freely, and said, this is what we want in life, and this is how I feel, I think we'd have relationships last a lot longer.
I agree. I agree with that. Oh, trust me. I used to be so jealous if my husband... He used to watch Howard Stern with all the, you know, the ladies on there, the whole thing. And I used to get so jealous, and I thought to myself, he would say to me, but I'm with you. I love you. Mm-hmm. So it's human. Men need to have that. Don't you?
No, no.
I mean, most men need to have that.
I need to be able to have those thoughts. I don't know if I have to share them with my partner because I think there are certain things that you can keep to yourself. Unless you have a situation where your partner would be receptive. I will say, I think it's interesting and not a coincidence that Will Smith said in this article that he, as a teenager, he saw this happen and he got the idea in his head. And he met somebody whose family had an open situation. Mm-hmm. Jada grew up with a family member who had an unconventional lifestyle. So I don't think it's a coincidence that these two met and found one another and now are living a life that a lot of people would be like, oh, that's not for me.
Right. But I love that they made that agreement. They said, we're never divorcing. We're going to always be together.
Yep.
No matter what. If there's some things that you want to do, go do them. Just come on back home. If there's some things you want to do, but we will always be together. They have made this agreement, this pact, that we are going to go through this together forever. That's what I feel. And I'm telling you, I love both of them for their honesty and being open to us, but they're a lovely couple. They really love each other. Mm-hmm.
And also what works for some couples won't work for others. Mm-hmm.
And that's what he says too.
All we want to do is be happy in life. You know, be passionate about things. And if it's having 20 women around you and that's what makes them happy, then great. But he's not going to actually do that, right?
No,
I mean,
that's a lot of work.
He might have 10 or 15. You never know.
No.
Well, you never
know. Age.
Well, not at
younger,
his age.
Younger, maybe so. But no, if Will's like, you know, I'm tired of all this right now. It's too much. Well, give me one and a half.
Right. Well, speaking of somebody who wants one, Jennifer Aniston is ready to take on that relationship drama. She reveals she's ready for love, but there's one type that need not apply.
I think I'm ready to share myself with another. And so I didn't want to for a long time, really being my own woman, without being a part of a couple. I'd been a part of a couple since I was 20. So there was something really nice about taking the time.
Taking that time. And
now, you have someone you want to set me up with? No Tinders and no Rias, please.
No.
I'm an old school girl.
What's the first thing you look at in a guy and when you kiss, that first kiss, how important that kiss is?
It's pretty important.
Right?
Oh, yeah. That and also the ease at which the conversation flows the first time. A confidence, but not a cockiness. Humor, please.
Without?
Beg of you.
Beg of you.
Generous.
Yep.
Kind to people. You know, it's just very few necessities.
That was on one of my favorite shows, SiriusXM's Lunch with Bruce. So I have to know, is it better to find love early in life or find yourself in a relationship or find yourself and then get in a relationship?
That's a twisted, thick question.
Sure is. What do you think?
I think it's a toss-up because I know some of my friends who were in relationships earlier on found themselves because of their relationship.
Right. Mm.
But me, on the other hand, I feel like I did it the opposite way, where I skipped the early relationships to find myself first before I drag a man into this hurricane. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No, it's true. But then sometimes you never find yourself. You really don't. Or it takes longer to find yourself. And I believe people should have their relationships early. Because first I was from a family, you know, my parents never divorced, they were married for 54 years, and you know, my whole family. So I believe go through the relationship. You get divorced, you get divorced. I say just go ahead and have the relationship instead of waiting. And when you wait, sometimes you wait too long and you miss out. A lot of people find people in college and early in life. When you get older, it's harder. You got children or you just get older, it's harder to find somebody.
Well, also, you know, you sort of, as you mature, you find out where your boundaries are, what you want in life, what you want in a partner. Mm-hmm. People, they go to school, they follow their careers, their passions like that, and they find themselves that way. Some women find themselves through a man, through another woman in a relationship. I mean, I feel like Jennifer has had I feel like it's almost an insecurity thing. I think now, after all this time, I think she feels secure in her own skin. Mm-hmm. And I think once you do that and you feel that, then you're ready to give and love somebody else and let them love you back.
100%. Right. But you are also talking about somebody. I feel like Jennifer was fine in her own skin this whole time. But I think whenever somebody's celebrity, yes, the height of their celebrity became
right
because of a man, like, oh, the power couple, these two together are amazing. Press, press, press.
It's pressure.
Yeah, so it's a lot of pressure, because you think people need to see you in that light. It's like Mariah Carey needs to be the young goddess who dates younger men because she thinks that people need to see her that way.
Right. Jennifer, oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know Jennifer been tipping. Jennifer, she cannot date anyone publicly because you're absolutely, it becomes a thing.
It does.
Everyone is scrutinizing.
Scrutinize every little move.
Every
you
little
make.
Move. So I think she has been tipping. She's probably doing an Angelina Jolie. She probably tipping.
Anybody but her. It don't say, don't.
She probably tipping maybe over in there. I mean, she might get a little chocolate.
I think she's tiptoeing for sure. Somebody is definitely tiptoeing in that house.
Yes.
But, and I'm gonna mess myself up right now. I'm gonna call myself out.
Uh-oh.
Go.
What?
To your point earlier, which I thought was amazing, and I was so afraid to say this, but I feel like I waited a long time in my life to find somebody, and now I got used to my independence and autonomy so much that I am afraid to let somebody in because I am so comfortable being by myself.
Hello, Jennifer, Justin.
And I'm actually really afraid of it.
Yeah.
It is a fearful thing because when people say once you get comfortable, it's hard to find some because you're set in your ways. Also, you're very particular. You want this. Don't do that. When you're growing together, you find things together.
True.
So, but don't be, I don't think you should be afraid of it. I think you should embrace it because you notice it.
Yes. I got married at 31 and we've been married for 21 years. And, you know, I'm glad that I waited. He's glad. We didn't even know if we wanted to have children in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, now our daughters are 16 and 12. But, you know, talk about getting comfortable. I mean, you know, I'm like lifting my leg. And he's like, at this point, we're just like, he just goes, sick, you know. And it's just, but we're friends.
We're friends.
You know, it's like, you want a partner in life. Yes. You want to share your life with someone. That's what it really comes down to. The sex and all that stuff, I feel like that's secondary.
Yeah.
Some people are driven by that.
For sure.
You know?
Well, also, to a certain point, then when it goes away,
right,
they're like, oh, God.
Right.
Let's be real. You didn't get married till you were 31 because you were into that roadie. Coming up, right. Tyra Banks tells us all about this look that nearly broke the internet. Plus, Cameron Diaz calls weddings a scam. Woo. After this.
Ooh.
You know you were getting that good D back
then. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I put on, there's a base of that dress. It looks like a normal, beautiful dress from the 90s. Then I go on the stage in front of the whole audience and everybody. I put on the wing thing. Like, and everybody was like, oh, because they thought that the first thing was the normal dress. And I was like, oh, no. I put on the, like, I call it Victoria's Secret wangs. It's like wangs. It's not wings. It got an A. It's wang. And so that's how we did it.
Tyra Banks got the internet talking with that crazy-ass dress last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Dress.
I love this woman.
That dress.
I love Tyra, but I don't think that dress is for Dancing with the Stars.
By the
it's
way,
for the runway.
It's not about Dancing with the Stars. It's about Tyra going into a fitting and saying, how can we top next week? How can we top last week? How can we make people talk? This woman has been making headlines since the 90s.
She's brilliant.
She's brilliant.
Yeah,
this dress is making me laugh. I don't know why. It's just, I feel like my arms have flaps like that. Like, I can't.
I don't know how she.
I'd have to go like this, and there's my dress,
put it
my
on
arms.
In the middle of the show.
Like, this is hysterical. I mean, it's funny to me, but.
The internet had all kind of dragons looking like her, butterflies. The internet is nothing to play.
But there's no, she does nothing without pure confidence. She is so secure in her everything.
Say it.
I love it. I mean, it makes me laugh because it's kind of funny. It's very stiff, but it does feel like more of a runway. But I think she owns it, and I think she looked great.
Yeah, I love it because she's gotten thicker. She has those thick thighs she's showing. And, you know, Tyra was, you know, was very, very thin. So she's, I guess that's really, you know, she's confident. I love that she's showing her thickness.
Yeah.
Well, Tyra's crazy dress was not the only thing making headlines last night. The stars brought their A-game to the ballroom and sent love to Cheryl Burke, who had to sit out because she was diagnosed with COVID.
Uh-oh.
We wish her all the best, healing vibes, and I know that we'll see her soon.
It's funny, Jenna has become my best friend. And she's my big sister. She's literally, I would take a bullet for this human. We've come so far,
my dear. That's one of the downfalls of the shows. There's glitter everywhere.
Listen, I told
and
you
I'm not a fan of glitter or sparkly.
I told him he must
and it's
sparkle.
Everywhere. No.
It's Dancing with the Stars.
JoJo alone is like, she's keeping glitter companies in business.
Yeah.
Single-handedly.
She sparkles.
It's unbelievable.
It's beautiful. Better days are coming. It's all been really supportive. Everybody has been great. I get nervous, and then I feel like this, like the people obviously that know me best are my family, and they really know how to like calm my nerves. And my mom, my sister are texting me. It's been really nice. Everybody's been super supportive.
You feel like paradise, and I need a vacation tonight.
Instead of worrying about taking off your shirt, you would have been better served working once again on your hips.
We live to dance another week. I'd probably give a shot to Lynn, you know, just get loosened up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's a little bit.
He can give a little bit. After.
Yeah, then I'll give him a road, you know what I'm saying? I got to loosen up a little bit and be like, yo, we're on the same page, Lynn.
Dancing with the Stars airs Mondays on ABC. Wow. Now, a lot of women out there may want to fight Cameron Diaz after she killed their buzz. She's telling us how she really feels on the Anna Faris is Unqualified podcast about weddings.
Weddings are a big topic on this podcast.
Really a waste of money and energy, and what a scam that industry has.
Wow, that's harsh.
Wow.
She called it a scam.
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 It's a business like any other business. It's not really a scam. You can choose to have a wedding or not. They're not coming to your door saying, hey, let me trick them into this wedding. That's a scam.
Some people
not in your email.
Right. Some people look forward to this forever. I mean, it goes by fast, and it becomes a blur, especially if you're drinking.
I think it's a little scammy.
But you too.
I think that we have been conditioned as a society to, as newlyweds, put ourselves in $50,000 to $100,000 worth of debt before we even own a home as a first-time couple. And to me, that seems a little brainwashy. And I think there's this new rise of, I gotta have a boss wedding. I gotta have a better wedding that looks better on Instagram than anybody else. And I think that logic is perpetuated from generation to generation. I have had friends spend money on something that they could not afford.
Right.
The first thing they tell you when you get a credit card or when you become an adult, do not spend money on something that you can't pay off. Yet we do it at weddings for not us to enjoy, for other people to gawk and say, oh, they did that.
Right, but it's
that
a choice.
True.
People have credit card debt. They have addictions to shopping.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, does she go to Neiman Marcus and spend a fortune? We don't know.
We don't know.
What is she spending her money on? What do we, you know, I mean, also like that's get mom and dad to pay for the wedding.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
But I think as celebrities, she has a different take because we get in makeup all the time.
Right.
We get the limo. You know, we've had that experience. But when you're, you know, just Susie in Nebraska,
right.
This is my day to be that celebrity. This is my day to get in the makeup, the pretty dress, the things I've thought of. So I think it's a wonderful thing for people who choose to do that. Maybe not spend all your money,
right.
Get a house, you know, don't maybe have the big giant party. party. Don't feed anyone. Kim. But have your day if that's what you want.
You're going to show up at my wedding and be like, look at you, you hypocrite. The swans, the flowers.
You never know.
The doves.
And it could be any scale you want it to be.
Yes.
It could be crazy big, or it could be you and your you know, fiancé at the beach with three people. You know?
Yeah. It's all about what you want to do.
Well, up next, more Grey's Anatomy bombshells. Was Isaiah Washington not McDreamy because of his race? And who got into a physical altercation on set? An insider is here with all the details. They both happened.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Grey's Anatomy returns for its 18th season this week. But right now, all anybody could talk about is this book, How to Save a Life, the inside story of Grey's Anatomy. Author Lynette Rice is back to continue last week's conversation because she dropped some bombshells, okay? Can we just talk about something that we didn't get to
Please,
last time?
Bring it. Okay. Bring
you guys, by the way, give a hand for Lynette.
Lynette's in the house. Lynette's in the house.
Because she is here with us, and she about to get sued after all the knowledge we about to drop.
Stop that. Don't
No, but in all seriousness, we heard about the story of Isaiah Washington calling T.R. Knight a very inappropriate name on set. Mm-hmm. But there is more to this story. What did you find out?
I found the writer who was on the show at the time, and it was such a fun story because, you know, writers have to be there for their episode. And he described it more in detail. It was late at night, you know, tempers were already, you know, flared because they're working long. And his point of view was so, it was actually hysterical because he described himself as, I'm a big man, I'm a tall man, I'm in Video Village watching this unfold, and I'm thinking to myself, do I interject? Do I throw myself in it? And he was too chicken. He just like watched it.
It was that crazy.
It was that crazy because the other thing is you don't expect people to behave that way in a professional atmosphere.
Because there was a physical fight.
There was like, it immediately went to pushing and shoving. And I talked to an electrician who was behind a set and he could hear the whole thing play out. And it just gets big quickly. And you don't know what to do.
Right. Who was pushing and shoving?
Yeah, who was fighting? Who was pushing and shoving?
It was immediately he started in, he being Isaiah. Uh-huh. You know, Patrick came back because obviously there's a defensive move.
Patrick.
And so, I mean, it was both together.
Yes.
And, you know, it escalated quickly, but it also de-escalated quickly because they had to come in.
And pull them apart.
Stop it. Things shut down. It made it through the lot very quickly. And within 24 hours, the studio was scheduling sensitivity trainings. This is how we behave adults.
Well, they should have had that
before.
Okay,
because that was the name-calling situation.
Mm-hmm. It was the
name-calling. I wanted to know about that story because I don't know if we've all ever really got, because it's both sides, the story and everything happens. But speaking of Isaiah, now I heard that Isaiah wanted to be McDreamy, but Ellen said, I have a black boyfriend and I don't really want to be making love to another black man. I don't know if she said that, but it sounds like it.
That's what Isaiah thought. You know, he believed that he was originally up for that role. He thinks it's because she had the black boyfriend at that time, who's now become her wonderful husband. Uh-huh. And so he said, and she didn't want to, you know, she didn't want art to imitate life.
I could see that.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
She didn't want, but by the way, I think, you know, sometimes men of color, including myself, we can be jealous beings. And if it's another black man, we get a little, we feel some type of way about, you know, certain things. So maybe she was
a little too close to home.
And Isaiah's a hot man.
Is a hot man and a great actor.
He looks so good. Yeah. I mean, I love where he ended up. His relationship with Sandra Oh, I mean, their chemistry was just spot on from day one. So it played out the way it should.
Too bad he couldn't stay on the show.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Another shocking claim in this book was that an actress, who we are not gonna name, said that she was fired because she pissed Ellen Pompeo off, or thinks she was fired because she pissed Ellen Pompeo off. Is there any truth to that?
Uh-oh.
Ooh, Lynette! Ooh.
Lynette! Yes, Lynette!
That's why they killed me.
Okay. It was this weird thing, and that she was taking pictures behind the scenes, and she was very active on social media, just taking pictures of the behind-the-scenes crew, the people behind the camera, telling their stories. But Ellen got to the point where it really became Ellen's set.
Yeah.
And so you really should check in with Mom. Yes. Check in with Mom. Just let her know, FYI, doing this. You okay?
Kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring. Not a bad thing to do, to enforce. Yep. She didn't do that. And at least according to a buddy, you know, somebody who I talked to, he felt like that was her downfall.
Was she a series regular, or was she like a day
player? At the time, yes, she was.
Ooh, girl, that's a hard job to come back from, too.
Yeah. She went on to do a very good show on Amazon Prime.
Okay, hold on. You know I'm gonna look her up.
That's right. We're gonna cross reference. Right?
She's gorgeous though. Her character was very popular. She's named in the book. Okay. You gotta get the book to see who it is.
I like that.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Because I love the show. Who were you most surprised that agreed to talk to you and go on record?
I happened to stumble on an executive producer, a non-writing exec producer, doesn't sound very exciting.
Yes.
His name is Jim Parriott. He was there at the very beginning, and I just called him to just get some behind-the-scenes detail. Mm-hmm. He was the one who told me everything about what happened in those final days with Patrick Dempsey, because he was brought on to be like a Dempsey whisperer.
Yes.
Oh. So he was the one who told me that Patrick terrorized the set, that HR had to get involved. He was burned out. He didn't want to be there anymore, and yet he knew his power on the set, so his power affected
everybody.
The day-to-day operation. So Jim came in there and was like, you know, trying to reel this guy in. The fact that he just came in to work with Dempsey, I was shocked.
It's crazy. Okay. Yeah, because they don't do that just for anybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Lynette!
Oh, I
love
more.
You guys.
I need more
this
from
is,
her.
I oh. know. We're going to talk to her after the break. Patrick, ABC, and Shondaland are not commenting at this moment. But How to Save a Life, the inside story of Grey's Anatomy, is out now. Thank you so much, Lynette.
Thank
we cannot
you.
Wait to see My what pleasure. Else you're going
to
write.
I want to talk about being Will Smith's girlfriend. I want to be Will Smith's girlfriend.
Still ahead, Britney Spears is dropping another bold confession. Don't go anywhere. Is there another show you want to write a book about?
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh!
Is there some drama there?
Nothing.
Little Bow Wow is ready to clear the air after Diddy was spotted with his ex / baby mama, Joy Chavis. He says they actually talked it out before the story hit the blogs. Listen to what Bow Wow told the WGCI morning show in Chicago.
According to the blogs, we recently seen Diddy on vacation with your daughter's mom. So I just wonder, is there a phone call to you first? Like, hey, are you cool with this situation?
No, I wanted to kill him.
Are you serious?
But like, don't think that I didn't like put a call in and talk to her about, you know, what the hell was going on. You know what I'm saying? But even me and Dude, we spoke about it too. You know what I mean? So okay. You know, that's a conversation me and him had. I ain't gonna share that, but it was a good little hour and, you know, 15 minute conversation.
Mm. Oh.
What's that?
Oh.
What?
First thoughts.
Well, ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. Sorry. Sometimes I go too far.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
I was like, what? It just threw me off a little bit. But isn't Bow Wow like 12? When did he become an adult, first of all?
Right.
That is amazing to me. I don't know. It's a crazy, because she is wrapped up in so many people, and you follow the trail, and everybody's connected.
I have a theory on this.
What?
Okay.
So, yes, she does have a child with Bow Wow. She has dated other celebrity men. She also has a child with Future. And a lot of times, this happens in sports as well. In basketball, you'll have this person's wife is now married to this person.
Right, right.
And I think it's because these women know the game. They understand the game. They understand what's going on. And if you go back in history, she's never really badmouthed her ex-boyfriend Bow Wow. She's never badmouthed her baby daddy Future. Yeah. She's kind of sort of kept it just kind of under the belt, even though we know that sometimes these rappers could, you know, lose their way and their priorities. She's never really badmouthed any of them. So for Diddy, that's appealing. And we always want something that somebody else has had.
But I'm sorry, that is true. But why? Because I guess they're all in the same circles. Is that why they keep meeting? Like she'll meet somebody.
I think she puts herself in the right circles to make sure she meets the right kind of man, and she makes sure she's on the right carpets.
And I love P. Diddy. That is my boo, honey.
I think he's a classy man. So I think it doesn't surprise me that they were on the phone and talking.
Yes,
I think that's a classy thing to do. It's not surprising.
I don't think it's necessary per se, unless you're going to be around my children.
Right.
Then I need to sit with you for a lunch and a dinner. So as a mother, I can tell you what my boundaries are when it comes to my child and make sure that you and I are on the same page when it comes to discipline, diet, and other things.
But don't you think it was respect?
Yes.
Bow Wow giving P. Diddy the respect. Let me call you, man. Hey, you know, I'm dating her and, you know, it's really about respect.
I agree.
For sure. For sure.
I agree.
I've had women step to me and ask, you know, would it be okay if I go out with your friend, ex person?
For sure. I think you
do. But it's always a little weird, no matter how you cut it.
It's a little weird.
Because he said, I wanted to kill him. He was joking. But, you know, he needed to get some things straight first.
For sure.
To make sure it was okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that it was okay to
walk that way.
Yes.
I have a girlfriend who's going through a situation where her ex's new girlfriend is not only around her child, but she is taking photos and posting the photos of the child on Instagram.
Whoa.
Not good.
Now we're in another territory.
We're in another territory.
Yes.
But I asked her point blank, and she is still upset with me. I'm so sorry. I said, have you had a conversation with her about that? And she goes, no, I shouldn't have to tell her. And I said, you're right. Sometimes people, you know, shouldn't be told, but if you don't have a child and you don't know what it feels like for another woman to take a photo with that child, you don't know the heartbreak and the angst that it's calling you. So why don't you pick up the phone and call this woman, woman to woman, and say, hey, my daughter thinks you're a very lovely person and I appreciate it. But I, for me right now, the photos are not the jam. And I say it, turn the tables. Would you like it if I was posting photos with my ex-husband while you guys are in a relationship? No woman's going to tell you, oh, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Right.
But even the child, I mean, to post my child, you need my permission. I think that would be nice, first of all. I might not want my child posted all across the internet. You know, I have feelings about that.
For sure. But in the same sense that for me, you know, when you first came on the show, was so excited, I wanted to post it. And I asked you point blank, do you mind if I post some behind the scenes of you?
Respect.
Just out of respect.
Yes. Out of respect.
It's like this new etiquette with the social
stuff. Especially with a kid. Like, my son has an Instagram, but, you know, people ask, can I post Joshua? And I'll say, sure, go ahead. It just depends. Joshua can't be on Instagram. He was texting and sending messages to strangers. And talking to them. Hey, how you doing? I was like, Josh, you're not supposed to talk to those people.
You drew the line.
But I love that Bow Wow and P. Diddy did speak the damn to each other. I think it was a classy move.
Me too.
Yeah. I love love. Hey, Diddy. Coming up, this is Us star Chris Sullivan has some thoughts on Milo's short shorts. That's after the break.
Ooh.
P. Diddy is my man, first of all.
P. Diddy.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time for the Hollywood Minute. The new Britney vs. Spears documentary dropped today on Netflix, and it's just another look into her conservatorship. Although Britney didn't specify which documentary she was talking about, yesterday she said she's not a fan. She posted on Instagram, "It's really crazy, guys. I watched a little of the last documentary, and I must say, I scratched my head a couple of times." The Bachelorettes Claire Crawley and Dale Moss have called it quits again. A source tells us the two have broken up nearly 2 months after they had reconciled and tried to make their engagement work. Cynthia Bailey is leaving The Real Housewives of Atlanta after 11 seasons. She released a statement thanking the franchise, the cast, and her fans, and says it's time for her to move on to another chapter. We'll have more from Cynthia, who will be our guest co-host this Friday, so make sure you tune in for that. And that's your Hollywood Minute. Chris Sullivan is sharing some huge This Is Us spoilers. He's also surprising some very deserving teachers and telling us how he really feels about Milo's short shorts.
I agree with short shorts. I have a few pairs myself. Short short season is on its way out, but it's a classic bit of dad style. You know, Milo might not be a dad, but I am. And it's that classic like 1982 short short that I approve of.
Milo's short shorts got the stamp of approval from his This Is Us co-star, Chris Sullivan. The NBC show will be back for its final season in January. And as per usual, we can expect all the feels.
Yes, there are going to be difficult moments, and the season is going to be full of surprises, but everyone is going to be fine. Everything is going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. We'll get through this together.
Last season left us heartbroken when Kate married another man.
This is the last time I'm doing this, so go crazy, brother.
Beautiful.
But will Toby try to win her back?
I don't know if we'll go that far. I don't know if we'll see Toby trying to to break up a marriage. Is there anyone here who objects to these two being wed? I do. I don't know if that's our style, but you never know. Like I said, you never know. The stranger things have happened. We have a special surprise for you.
Chris also hopped on a very important Zoom call to surprise two schools with funds to support students' mental health.
The teachers were very grateful. There were tears. There was a lot of laughter and a lot of cheering.
Thank you so much.
Based on my own struggles with anxiety and depression, it occurred to me that we have to start these conversations young. We have partnered with On Our Sleeves in conjunction with Nationwide Children's Hospital and surprised them with a bunch of tools and assets they can use to talk about mental health with their students, and gave them a $1,000 gift card from Big Lots to spend on mental health related supplies for their classes.
You can catch up on This Is Us on Peacock. And if you don't already have Peacock, we got you. Just scan that QR code and get signed up. Corny, get you some Peacock.
Got it.
Coming up, should parents leave their kids an inheritance? Anderson Cooper says no. The big debate is next. Ooh, better leave you some money, Anderson. Anderson Cooper's kid is gonna need a job. Anderson told the Morning Meeting podcast that his parents paid for college, then cut his ass off. And he's gonna do the same for baby Wyatt. He also has no intention of leaving Wyatt an inheritance. Oh. I like that he's consistent from, like, day one. He's right. Setting the boundaries from day one. They were like,
wow,
it's a boy. And he was like, you need a job. Get your
ass. It's a boy.
He could change his mind.
It depends. He might change his mind, you know, to see how he does in school, how he does in college, how he acts.
Right.
Because if you have a kid that's acting up or doing drugs or running wild, yep. No, you don't want to leave him any money to act a fool. That's the thing. But if they're, you know, look like they're going on the right path, leave him a little change, Anderson.
Right.
To help
a little
him
bit.
Out.
A little something.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really nice of him to want to do this. And, you know, when you have one child, it's easy to say, I'm going to cut you off and I'm not going to give you anything. But the minute that child shows you that they can handle the responsibility of having their own home,
yeah.
A hefty down payment is still helping your child.
Right.
You know, I think, though, and I've seen this in a lot of bougie families, it's like the mom cuts off the first two kids at 25 and then the mom gets sick and then they realize that she's been paying like the mortgage for like the third child because the baby went through so much because they were on the road all the time.
Right. But didn't his mother leave him something? She left him something.
She did.
She didn't just leave a zero in the Spelling Kids or
that's
Tori.
The same thing with Candy
same
Spelling.
Same thing, boy. It's like the more money right. we get, the more we're going to take away from you.
Right.
We're going to give it to the monkeys. We're going to give it to, yeah.
But that's the issue with the Spelling Kids.
Uh-huh.
They showed the Spelling Kids a certain kind of lifestyle, and then when the dad died, they pulled the rug from under them. It's almost like getting a divorce. If
right.
you're going to have me on a private jet and you're going to show me a $250
right.
million dollar lifestyle,
right.
you best believe you got to keep me in something that I'm accustomed to.
That was yes. too extreme to
At
me.
That was too
that
extreme.
Was extreme.
For that kind of success. I believe that if that's the case, then buy a business, give her a studio. You've already, maybe she has to do the work, but at least give her the foundation. You don't just pull the rug out.
Get her a credit manager because I often say, and people think that I'm so like, oh my God, why you have to be so nice to her? I truly believe that Tori was set up for failure when it
oh,
came
absolutely.
To her
I love
finances.
Tori.
That was
I'm
a
sorry.
Rough one. That was a rough one.
That's a rough one. But your parents do that.
I've been independent my whole life. I've never relied on my parents. I've always worked. I've always
But you had to rely on your parents first. You had to eat and have a roof over your head.
Absolutely. And I did borrow money when I first got out of high school. We formed Wilson Phillips when I was 18 years old.
Mm.
I was off to the races
wow.
professionally right at 18. So I borrowed money, you know, got an apartment, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I paid her back every cent. So I really believe if you see your children thriving and supporting themselves,
you
and
sure.
if you have money, divide it up, do what you want to do, but give them something.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to leave my son $100.22.
Ooh!
Joshua!
Look, Joshua, I'm talking to you right now. Don't change any of those adult diapers. That shit ain't worth it, honey. Still to come, can you just quit being a celebrity? The big star who says they're done with fame. Next.
Really?
Yeah, because he's done
what?
Every commercial under the books.
There's nothing else.
What say we settle this on the runway? Han Solo.
I tried to not make the movie dependent on even if you cared about fashion. I really wanted the movie to be funny even if you didn't know about the fashion world.
Derek, you did it! That was amazing!
I know! I turned left!
Yeah, that too, but Derek, you saved the Prime Minister of Malaysia!
Oh, right! Cool!
And there's a lot to spoof within the fashion world because it's so over the top anyway. I mean, the outfits are so ridiculous and the attitudes people have about style and are so judgmental. But the fashion industry, I think, has a really good sense of humor about itself. So everybody who I met in the fashion world was really supportive of the movie.
It's been 20 years since Ben Stiller hit the catwalk in Zoolander.
Love it so
I feel
much.
So old.
Yes.
Oh, God. Don't even start.
Yeah,
don't
I'm skipping this one. We are not talking about this one. Shaquille O'Neal says he is done being a celebrity. Listen to what he told the New York Post.
Celebrities are crazy. I don't want to be in that category. They are. They're going freaking insane. Don't call me that anymore. Just because I have more money than you don't mean that I'm better than you. I've never been that way. I denounce my celebrityness today.
Oh, I love Shaq.
Wow.
I kiss him in the face.
You love him.
Oh, I love him. That
he's so
sense.
Lovable.
He is lovable.
Hi, he's 6'8" and 495 pounds. I don't think a life of obscurity is in the cards for Shaq.
But what is he?
He's always been, you know, down to earth.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want that life of a celebrity. You can't, I don't know, Shaq, you can't change your face.
No.
You know, you are who you are.
He's famous. He'll always be famous. But what does he actually mean? What does he mean? I don't want to be a celebrity anymore.
He doesn't want to be treated differently. I think Shaq likes the regular life, like just hanging out, walking around.
Right.
You know, he opened up his chicken spots. I think he just likes to have fun. He is a big kid.
Yes.
He really is. And I think the celebrity part, it kind of drags you down. It's probably tired. You know, you're walking through the airport.
Everybody wants to take a photo.
But how is that going to change?
Go anywhere. It's not going to change.
Unless he moves somewhere where there's other 6'8" big black men, but I don't know if Wakanda's a real place right now. I'm still going back and forth on that Wakanda thing. So he might have an issue, but I often tell people, be careful what you ask for, because once you step into fame, you have completely sold your soul to the devil. That's literal. Like, you have literally sold your soul to the devil.
Wait, hold on, wait. Why the devil? Can I sell my soul to Jesus? What's happening?
That's better.
Why the devil?
I don't know. Did Jesus have you licking a lollipop on next Friday? Did Jesus have you doing that?
Well, it was, you know, it was just a movie.
Jesus have you do? Is God your
you
savior
are,
doing this?
You are out of heart. Your mind.
He made me.
You are.
I'm, even with Shaq, he's not. He's just Shaq. You know, it, you
I
can't
know.
Help it. We love him.
I
he
know.
Is who he is. But
did Jesus have you playing a prostitute on Law and Order
okay,
SVU?
Okay,
all right. Let's calm down. What does he mean? Like no more commercials, no more endorsements. What?
Oh no, he's gonna take
he
that
didn't
money.
Say, I was gonna say now. He didn't say
he's gonna
he
take
the
that
bag.
Money.
He still but, wants the bag.
Then what are we really talking about?
Well, you know what? We're gonna call Shaq.
Call
we're gonna call Shaq.
Shaq,
and we're gonna have him on the show. You guys, Corny, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We will see you tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you.
We were getting into
that was
it.
Funny. Oh man.
That was good.